They say all you need is love. And I say all you need is love and Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Hey there. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and are you ready for a virtual buffet of verification goodness? I hope so. This week, we have a soup to sushi to salad selection of electronic design automation. But we're gonna skip that Jell-O, okay? Because that stuff kind of creeps me out. Okay, so first up, let's fill up our RTL veggies with longtime friend of the show, Anupam Bakshi from Agnesis. Thank you so much for joining me yet again, Anupam.
Thank you, Amelia, for coming by.
Okay, so first off, for my audience who may not know, what is Agnesis all about?
Well, Agnesis started out with registers and, you know, automating registers, automatically generating code from it. But now we are into the entire specification and taking that specification and taking it all the way to validation. So not just creating RTL, but, you know, actually creating RTL and firmware and code for validation. So we got iDesign spec and iSequence spec, which can be used in tandem and, you know, go on to a prototyping board or emulation hardware and run those sequences on those platforms.
So you guys have a different tool called IDS Next Gen. Now, I don't think I know about this one. Tell me more about it.
Yes, so that is very exciting. It's a next gen product. What we found was, people didn't want to choose between like text mode or, you know, Word or Excel. What we came up with was an integrated environment where it doesn't matter how you capture that information about your specification. You can choose any format you want. It's like a studio. You capture information in that tool and it will generate outputs for you. So it's an integrated environment for capturing specifications and people are loving it.
So let's talk about your smart editor for SV, UVM and System RDL.
Yeah, so DV Insight is our smart editor for SV UVM. We find that people are struggling when they edit UVM code. There are so many files spread over so many directories. You know, you waste so much time on that. So there's a very cool editor that we ourselves use. And the idea is to help people with their productivity, you know, just be able to quickly create UVM code. The good thing about it is that it will do checking on the fly. It'll tell you if there are issues on the fly. Our mantra is like correct by construction. So you'll get actually correct by construction code.
All right. So one last question. Let's talk about ARV, automatic register and memory verification. Tell me more about that.
So we found that people create UVM models and then they spend a lot of time integrating it in their environment. And you have teams, you know, working months to make sure that the UVM model for the registers is good and it's well integrated. What we did was, you know, take that next step and actually create the entire UVM infrastructure, including the register model and the sequences. Idea is to get them 100% code coverage out of the box. So they don't have to spend time on at least the register part. They can focus on their own, you know, special sauce that they're adding. It's a big time saver for them.
So Anupam, unfortunately I missed it, but you were one of the sponsors of the One Spin Verified party. Apparently it's the party to beat at DAC every year. How was it? How'd it go?
Oh, really, Amelia, we missed you. It was great. I think I've attended a lot of parties, but this one was something different. I think Rake knows how to throw a party, so go One Spin. I think it was great. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you will see me there next year. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for stopping by.
Next stop, portable stimulus hot food with Dave Kelv from Brekker. You might want to get two plates. Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for joining me.
Great to see you again, Amelia. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Okay, so you joined Brekker as the CMO back in January. What attracted you to Brekker in particular?
So, yeah, Brekker's got some really fascinating technology. If you go back over verification over the last 20 or sort of 30 years or so, there's been this sort of general sense of wanting to have a solution where you create a so-called executable specification. And from that executable specification, synthesize tests for different parts of the process. And, you know, this has been a dream, actually, of the verification guys for many, many years. my belief is Brecker is the first company to actually realize this. You know, they create a very straightforward scenario model at a very high level using this graph-based approach. So you can, it's basically like drawing on a whiteboard. You know, if you go and talk to an engineer and you say to them, you know, describe a verification test for me, they'll go up to a whiteboard and say, well, you know, we're going to do this action, then we're going to do this, and they're drawing a graph out on a whiteboard. This tool lets you actually put that in actually into the tool, and then it just generates the tests for system-on-chips verification, for UVM, for anything else. It's fairly automatic and provides just tremendous results. So this is an opportunity I just couldn't turn down. And the exciting thing about it now is that this whole portable stimulus language, which is how you describe this graph, is going for the standardization process that makes it very, very palatable to the entire market. The other thing that's exciting about Brecker is their customer portfolio was tremendous. For a small company, they had already acquired 10 of the top semiconductor players in the world, along with a whole range of other companies. And these customers really like the technology, really like to work with it. And, you know, this is an exciting thing. So it was just something I couldn't resist.
So let's talk about this portable stimulus. That's right. So Brecker's been a pioneer in this area, right?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. So as a company, as a small company, it's been around for quite a long time. The last 3 or 4 years, they've actually expanded significantly. You know, way back when, 10, 11, 12 years ago, Adnan Hamid, the CEO, came up with this idea while working in AMD of creating sort of a very sort of simple high-level test, looking for specific system-level type problems, and really pioneered this whole idea of creating a high-level portable test scenario that could be synthesized in a very sort of straightforward fashion. And about, I believe, 3 or so years ago, this was donated to Accelera. Mentor actually were heavily involved at the time as well. And so Mentor and Brecker worked together on the original side of the standard. Cadence came in afterwards, along with a whole string of end users as well. And the Portable Stimulus Working Group was born. That's been operating for about 3 years now, and they've come out with the first version of the standard. The Portable Stimulus Group committee itself has voted to incorporate it. So it's gone to the Accelera board, which tomorrow we'll vote on it, whether it should be ratified or not. And, you know, fingers crossed, but we're assuming it's going to be. Brecker's taking the initiative and actually implemented it already. So we've gone ahead, we've put together, there's actually two parts to the standard, the domain-specific language and the C++ derivative of that. So what we've done is actually implemented both of those. It's ready to go. And assuming that the standard is voted on tomorrow, we have a tool in the market that actually has implemented it already. So we believe we're ahead of the game. Provided nothing goes wrong, cross fingers. You know, we'll be out there and working with customers using the new standards straight away.
Excellent. Okay, so other than that, and other than you, what's new for Brecker?
Of course, this product that's actually implemented both this DSL and C++ format is a brand new product. We call it Trek 5. All our products are named after the Star Trek themes. And in fact, we have the Galactic Partnership Program as well. So we have this whole Star Trek thing going on, which is kind of cute. But yeah, so Trek 5 includes a number of different capabilities. There's a new graphical editing capability. So it allows you to actually draw the graph, much like you're drawing on a whiteboard. Before, you used to be able to textually code it and it would show you the graph. Now you can actually draw it. So that's a major feature. New random, constrained random engine. Graph works using random capability at the system level. We have a new random engine to do that. It's very powerful. Coverage database. So a whole range of different pretty powerful capabilities to actually process the tests and provide you instant information about the debug and coverage of the tests. We're there before, but we've enhanced them significantly on top of implementing the standard and this graphical editing.
Excellent. All right, Dave, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. That's right. And we're talking about Liberté. Tell me more about that.
Oh, my gosh. How did you know that? So, I play keyboards for a hobby. I play a number of different bands. And I've recently been recording with a pretty talented singer. And I introduced singer to a fairly well-known person in the music business who agreed to do some recording with her. Just recently, she applied to play in a festival. This is a fairly small band in Boston. You know, not particularly well-known, just getting going. And she actually managed to get a footing in the Bar Festival, which is a pretty big festival in England. So the whole band trooped over from Boston, played this big festival concert, and actually did pretty well. Hundreds and hundreds of people got to see them. You know, with this connection, and the person they're connected to is Roland Orzabal of Tears for Fears. You know, with this connection that Leslie has now with Roland, you know, we expect them to be sort of doing some recording production together, and it's all very exciting. So a little bit like Brecker's, the new standard's coming out. It's the birth of something exciting. Liberté is the same. You know, yes. You know, something new and exciting coming out. And hey, if you're into music, it's kind of cool to be sort of working at that level with these kind of people as well.
Absolutely. That is super cool, Dave. As always, it's a pleasure having you on Fish Fry. Thank you so much.
Likewise, Amir. It's great to see you again. It really is.
No verification buffet would be complete without a little dessert, right? To finish things up this week, Vlad Palfi joins us from OneSpin to discuss the biggest trends in the world of formal verification. My guest today is Vladislav Palfi from OneSpin. Hi, thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks for inviting us.
Okay, so first off, give my audience a quick recap on what OneSpin is all about.
Okay, so OneSpin is all about formal verification. So I think we're the only ones left in the field that focus only on formal, which means we have experts in formal verification. So we do design verification. We also have an equivalence checker for FPGA. And one of the biggest topics now is safety verification, where we are the leader in the field. I think we started like 4 or 5 years ago, so we already have a lot of customers and a lot of experience of this on this topic, and a lot of safety experts in-house that can help people not only to use our tools, but to assist them in understanding the safety requirements they get from these difficult standards that are becoming very popular these days.
In the field of verification engineers, managers, groups, what kind of trends are you seeing in verification in particular?
Well, the trend that everybody knows about and doesn't measure it properly, basically, is that verification is becoming more and more difficult. And there's some data that people spend 70% of the project cycle in verification. And worse yet, designers usually do more verification than design. And most of them don't like that. So these are some trends and some problems that we are facing. And of course, safety, again, big topic, trying to understand these standards and what you exactly need to do to meet them and to supply certified products to our customers. That's a big topic as well.
So formal verification has a reputation for being difficult to use. Has that perception changed, or do you see adoption growing?
I think it has changed dramatically over the past years, right? I mean, I'm living proof I can use it, right? So if I can use it, anyone can. But yeah, it's definitely mainstream, and the fact that we stopped saying, hey, this is mainstream, so which actually means that it really is now mainstream, right? Yeah, yeah. There are some other new technologies now that are the weird kids in the corners. And adoption is growing. I mean, if you see our booth here and the traffic and you know, the fact that we had to haul 20 people to this show just to cover all the demand for demos and for meetings, I think it's been a very exciting few years and growth is steady.
Okay, so let's talk in particular about automotive. And so what's new with OneSpin in the automotive area?
Okay, so we just had a press release. Maybe let's start for that. It's always nice to talk about customers. So there is a company called Calray. They do multi-core processors and intelligent processors. So these are really big systems. They're using big data, and they're proven in that area. But now they want to go into automotive, put them into self-driving cars. And obviously, they have to meet the standards such as ISO 26262. And here is where OneSpin can help them. We have automated solutions. They don't have to be experts in formal. So even though it's easy to use now, you don't even have to care. Right? Sure. Our experts have everything covered. Everything is automated. So people can actually reach their safety goals and not spend so much time doing that, so they can focus on other things. So the time to market has been significantly shrunken.
All right, so it's time for your off-the-cuff, Vlad. Now, you guys had the verified party last night. Lots of dancing. What was the party? How was it? How did it go?
It went great, really, and I'm really happy this is an audio interview and that there is no video because the party was, in fact, last night, right? So, but it went well. We had fun. There was a bunch of people. I think we handed out 500 wristbands in total. The band was amazing, the drinks were great, and you know, I hear people on the floor coming up saying they really had fun, so I think we're trying to establish this as the event, right? Because I've been to other events, and no disrespect, right? But you know, OneSpin is a young, hip company, so we try to do something different, and we have a different band every year to just mix it up a bit.
Nice.
So it was great, yeah.
Well, you'll have to count me in for next year's party. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, I love that stuff. Shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 3rd, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.